And so my role in the Oichodesh Mpegav writes that the Moadim indicate the special relationship and closeness of Dveikus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael, and that's the reason why it's called a Moed. Right? It's the Lashon of Yud, of designation. And the question is, why is it that the Moadim reflect the special relationship that we have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So in order to understand that the Maharal understands that the purpose of the Moadim is about the Dveikus between us and Hashem, and to say different Maharals. The Maharal in Gris Hashem explains that the Maila of Amunah is from two different perspectives. That there's two Milas to Amunah. There's a Mila mitzad, the Amunah and Mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on top of that, there's also a certain Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Hartman, in his Ha'arizon Maharal, cites a different Maharal in Gur Arya and Chumash and Bamidbar Perek Kaf Osnayin. So then Maharal explains that from Amunah, right, with Amunah is Simcha, because it's bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does Maharal mean? So Maharal means that the definition of Simcha is completion. And therefore, someone who's completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be besimcha, because he doesn't have anything lacking in him. Right? Only someone who's completely davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing lacking. Once the person doesn't have anything lacking, then he's going to be shlemus, and shlemus means simcha. Now, the Maharal in Gvuras Hashem, in Perek Mem Zayin, explains that the three regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, are the regalim of Adas, and we acquire three different types of Amunah through them. The Amunah of Pesach is the Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amunah of Shavuos is the Amunah in Torah, and the Amunah of Sukkos is the Amunah of Hashgacha. And these three Amunahs correspond to the three. Rav Yosef Albo in his Sefer Ikrim boils down the Rambam's three principles, 13 principles, to three: right? Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amunah in Torah, and Amunah Tzchavon Shel Hashgacha. And essentially, that's what the three regalim correspond to. And based on this, understanding Maharal that the purpose of the Mo'adim is to teach us the fundamental beliefs of our Amunah, now we can understand why it is that the purpose of the Mo'adim is Dveikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Maharal explains in the Chodesh, because Amunah brings a person towards Dveikus to Hashem. And since the Mo'adim are specifically the Ragli Adas, specifically the source of Amunah, right, what teaches us Amunah, for the Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amunah B'Torah, Amunah B'Hashgacha, then therefore their purpose is to bring us closer to Hashem, and to bring us Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we can understand the reason for the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, because Simcha emanates from the shleimus of the person in connection to Hashem. And since the Mo'adim all are about Amunah, which through Amunah a person acquires the mitzvah of shleimus, so that causes the mitzvah of Simcha. And the Simcha emanates from the connection that we have between us and Hashem. Because the definition of shleimus is that there's nothing lacking, and therefore it's going to be complete Dveikus of Hashem. And that also explains why there's such an emphasis on Mo'adim in the Beis HaMikdash, because Maharal in a bunch of places explains that the Beis HaMikdash is the shleimus of the Bria. And the Maharal in his Chiddush HaGaos in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hey explains that the Makom HaMikdash is the Makom Chibur Gomer between us and Hashem. And then therefore, once the purpose of the Maharal is Dveikus and Chibur between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so obviously the place that we're going to achieve this Dveikus is in the Makom HaMikdash, because only in the Makom HaMikdash we're able to completely connect ourselves to Hashem.